Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second, the center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third, the DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth, the catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth, the first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting ninth, the right fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Reggie Cleveland. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second, the second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third, the left fielder, Paul Dade. Batting fourth, the DH, Rico Carty. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting eighth, the catcher, Fred Kendall. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doyle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cleveland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Eckersley covering, for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle strikes out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski, who is chasing the ball. Kuiper reaches third base with a triple. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0 for 1 in the game. Dade strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardi moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski, who is chasing the ball. Thornton reaches third base with a triple. Cardi scores. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Cleveland covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Doyle hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Hobson moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 2 in the game. Date hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Eckersley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Spikes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-2 in the game. Kendall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Spikes moves to second. It's 6-0, Indians. Tom Murphy now pitching. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-3 in the game. Norris hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hobson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-2 in the game. Doyle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doyle moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Doyle moves to third. 1 out. Rick Waits now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynn is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-3 in the game. Date hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kendall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 7-1, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-3 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Dillard pinch hits for Denny Doyle. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Kuiper fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Dwight Evans pinch hits for Rick Miller. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Burleson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.